702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Onto The World View then with Adam Gilchrist. Adam, good morning to you. So it's Friday, yes, but things are still getting a little bit tricky, especially with Omicron. Germany saying, well, we're going to go to the VAX extreme here.
Yeah, they are. Germany has taken some steps. I guess they have to enshrine them in law as well, but they're going to ban unvaccinated people from all sorts of things, shops, bars, theatres, cinemas, etc. So if you're not vaccinated against COVID, there's practically nowhere you can go, I mean, apart from home and probably work. Wow, what a life that is. The Chancellor, Angela Merkel, she's in her final week as being Chancellor. She says a nationwide vaccination mandate also could be imposed. And indeed, the incoming Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, is thought to be in favour of compulsory vaccinations for all Germans by February. I don't quite know what they do if you refuse still. And obviously, even a small percentage refusing would add up to quite a number of people, possibly millions. And indeed, there have been anti-vax protests in Germany. So they're heading for something of a contretemps, I would say. They're heading for some kind of conflict in Germany, albeit, of course, they're doing it for all the right reasons, aren't they?
Yeah, they certainly are. But yeah, look, there's definitely, you know, dissidents and people who perhaps go completely against that. And this is bound to create quite a bit of a storm. That's one thing for sure. So we'll definitely keep our eyes on that one. Let's go then. What is it now to Denmark? Stuck in a Danish sand snowstorm, that is.
Yes, one of those things where it ended up a snowstorm in, in northern Denmark. Suddenly hit, and people got stranded. As it happens, they were at an IKEA store, an IKEA furniture store. So I suppose if you're going to be one of the 30, it's mainly staff, but if you're going to be one of the 30 people stuck by a snowstorm, unable to get out, people unable to get in, you might as well be in a place renowned for its meatballs and its beds. And indeed, they took advantage of both. So I suppose, of all the places to get snowed in, why not where there are plenty of comfy beds in the showroom upstairs?
Oh, wow.
earlier this week, there was a snowstorm in England that snowed people in for three nights in a pub. They happened to have been there with an Oasis tribute band and games, karaoke, and obviously a plentiful supply of alcohol and food. So I suppose those are the two places you want to be snowed in. Furniture store with the meatballs or a pub with a full-on entertainment. I'm just wondering, does nobody ever get snowed in a hardware store or a fishmonger's? Because I don't think, those are probably the worst, aren't they?
Yeah, look, I'd like to get snowed into, I don't know, maybe a restaurant, I think, anyway, because, I mean, you know, it sounds like so there could be some worthwhile supplies out on that one, that's for sure. All right, then, the Trafalgar Square Christmas tree? What's wrong with that one?
Yeah, now this is a sort of national symbol in a way. It becomes the thing every year about the gift from Norway that goes up in Trafalgar Square in London and how it's a centerpiece of the Christmas decorations. Actually, to be honest, a lot of people are blasé about it. Oh, there's the tree. It's got the baubles on, etc. This year, it is, according to a load of comments on social media, well ropey. Looks like it got a trim from Boris Johnson's barber. As one comment put it, where's the rest of it? It's a national embarrassment, is one tweet. It's supposed to be a national Christmas tree, not a national laughingstock. It's basically a bit sparse. I remember there was a bit of a thing, I think it's two Christmases ago now, when the Rockefeller tree turned up in New York, and that was decidedly sparse. A spruce coming from a different place, but nonetheless, if you don't get the full bushy number, then people get very disappointed. An official Twitter account for the Christmas tree, what an age we live in, eh? An official Twitter account for the tree, run by the local council, says, I would like everyone to know that half of my branches are not missing. They are social distancing. But I just wonder, Arbile, the tree has been an annual gift to London from the people of Oslo ever since soon after the Second World War as a big thank you. I just wonder, maybe the Norwegians are a bit less grateful than they used to be, and they're sending us the stubby end of things.
Certainly be the case on this one. Wow, interesting one there. All right, Adam, appreciate it. Thank you so much. That's The World View then for this Friday morning with Adam Gilchrist.